We're looking at the qualifications of the Christian ministry. Now, we read in 1 Timothy chapter 3 in our scripture reading. I would turn over and read in Titus chapter 1, beginning at verse 6, and read down a few verses here, and then we'll come back and enlarge upon some of this. In Titus chapter 1, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, I need to start in verse 5. Titus chapter 1, verse 5. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. And we could read on, but we won't. And then back in 2 Timothy chapter 2, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We have stated throughout that in the Christian ministry, it is not just a man saying that I am called to preach and therefore he must be believed and everybody must go along with it and therefore okay the fact that he is a minister. There are subjective things that go along with the call to the ministry, but there are objective qualifications, as we might say, and truly here in 1 Timothy chapter 3, Titus chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 2, we find the qualifications of the Christian ministry. Some people say this is the idea, this is not the qualifications. These are the qualifications because this is what is laid down in the Word of God. And it is incumbent upon the membership of each and every congregation to know these qualifications and to see that these qualifications reside in the minister. Now, we do not mean by this that the minister that is ordained, that he will have each and every one of these qualifications perfectly. But these are pretty much the overall standard for the Christian ministry. God clearly, as we have read, clearly outlines in the Scriptures the qualifications of the Christian ministry. There's no question. There's no question. This is what God has established. And it is, as we've already said, the responsibility of each member to know what these qualifications are. And by knowing the qualifications of the Christian minister, the minister himself and the congregation are not left to mere subjective emotions as to whether one is biblically qualified or not. Now, the problem is, many times someone says he's called to preach, and he's pretty insistent upon the fact that he is called, and sometimes it will be that the membership is not as certain of that as he is. But in order not to hurt anybody's feelings, they'll go along and ordain him and turn him loose on the church of God. And usually, is more problems for him, his family, and the congregation than it would be otherwise. As we said this morning about Christian manhood, we live in a soft society, and it's pretty much impossible for many people to function like they ought to with regard to anything, much less the Christian ministry. But in our study of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, we find over 25 clear qualifications of the Christian ministry. 25 clear qualifications of the Christian ministry. And like I said, while a man may be lacking in an area or some areas, the man that is truly called of God will possess overall all of these characteristics and marks given by the Lord in the Word of God. You say, how can you be so certain of that? If God has called a man, God